I'm your host, Annie Bowles, and this is News du Jour. Welcome to News du Jour. You may be wondering, why am I, Annie Bowles, here hosting this podcast? I usually start by telling people I'm a political baby. You see, my parents met working on Capitol Hill. By the time I was two, I had been in my first political commercial and even got lost crawling around the West Wing. Don't worry, Al Gore found me. My family then moved abroad when I was nine, and I attended an international school in Brussels with kids from all over the world, and it is this type of global perspective that I also bring to our show. I graduated from American University in DC after studying political science and art history, as well as interning on both sides of Capitol Hill. I even interned down the hall from where my parents met. I'm now pursuing a professional certificate in journalism at NYU in conjunction with Rolling Stone magazine. I guess I was always that friend in the group who cared deeply about not just what was going on politically, but also globally. I often kept my own friends informed through high school and into young adulthood, so I guess I've always done a version of this show. I'm genuinely passionate about following the news, and I'm here to break it down for you guys every weekday. We always strive to be a calmer space to get your news, or as one listener put it, like getting your news from a well-informed bestie. I'm so glad you're here. Hey, you guys, and welcome back to the News du Jour. I mean, do I even know how to do this anymore? I feel so rusty. And this is something that I did every single weekday for 4 years, practically. Like, I think I took 1 week off, maybe. No, I took maternity leave off. Whoa, my brain is only half turned on because I've been studying my ass off. And just to give you guys a little bit of a life update, law school has been absolutely amazing for me. Being there has just confirmed for me that this is what I'm supposed to do. I was always supposed to do. And I don't know if you've seen this on my social media, but I think I will always be a little bit mad at myself for not going sooner. But at the end of the day, I am so excited that I even get the chance to be an attorney and go to school and have that privilege in my life. So there's that saying about how the best time to plant a tree is like 5 years ago, and the second best time to plant a tree is today. So that is how I'm looking at law school. Like, the best time to have gone would have been a number of years ago, but the second best time is right fucking now. And I will say the election made me feel even more like that. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and jump into all this. I do want to give you guys a heads up that there's going to be a kind of exciting announcement coming on my social media soon. I can't really tell you guys anything more than that. And we're waiting on one more piece of information before we're able to announce it to you guys. But just please stay tuned to our Instagram posts and stories and all of that, because, again, there's some exciting news that I'm sure you guys will be very into. Anyway, America has spoken, you guys. She spoke loud and clear. Donald J. Trump will be the 27th president of the United States, as well as the 25th. He will also be the second president to serve in a non-consecutive term, according to the Washington Post. He will also be the first convicted felon to serve as a U.S. president. He will be the first U.S. president to be elected after being found liable for rape. He has promised many things along the campaign trail. Here are a few. mass deportations on day one and the largest deportations in U.S. history. Number two, shooting Liz Cheney in the face with 9 guns. Three, cutting climate regulations designed to save us from the unfolding climate crisis. Four, implementing the death penalty for dealing drugs. Five, withdrawing the U.S. from NATO and other international alliances. These are just a few of the things that he has promised the American people. So we'll see what he makes good on. Or he could be planning to adopt the infamous Project 2025, which, if you don't know about this, shoot me a DM. I will shoot you a breakdown by the BBC that is really high quality, in my opinion, because the document is close to 1,000 pages. So it's kind of hopeless for any of us to try and read the thing. But here is a little bit of what it includes. Number one, dismantling Homeland Security. Number two, the Department of Justice being placed under presidential control. Number three, closing the Department of Education. Number four, pulling mifepristone and other birth control measures off the market. And number five, banning pornography. Project 2025 does seem likely due to the fact that the man who helped write it and give birth to this project, if you will, Tom Homan, ironically named, has already been tapped as a member of Trump's cabinet months ago. Trump said Homan will be, quote, coming on board, end quote, with his next administration. If you're curious, though, if third-party voters made a difference in this election, no, they did not. However, they were close. And if you acknowledge the fact that many progressives have said they opted out of voting this election, then yes, more than likely, the group of progressives who chose to go third party or abstain from voting more than likely could have made the difference in several key swing states. If you do the simple math of the number of votes Trump got minus the number of votes Kamala got, and then take a look at how many people voted for third party, it is crystal clear. It's very close. So more than likely, if that group of progressives that either opted out or voted for third party had voted in those key swing states for Kamala, that could have made the difference. And more than that, if they had been out there helping to campaign for Kamala, winning more people over, it would have been a much closer election, if not a win, for Kamala. And the fact is, the American people here sided with a rapist over a woman. And for so many of us in this audience, this is not a new feeling, nor is it surprising. It's something that we have experienced personally and witnessed over and over and over again in our society. Only this time, our own personal tragedies are playing out on the world stage. I know I will personally not be carrying another child for the next 4 years due to the obvious dangers of pregnancy under the current abortion laws in Oklahoma and many other states, namely Texas. And if I was without financial means to travel, I would not be practicing heterosexual sex at all, given these dangers. I am already hearing calls for women to sit back and focus on our families. Let me assure you, this will not be happening. So long as we are free in America, women will be contributing to our society in whatever ways we see fit. We will continue with our careers with more resolve than ever to shine bright and nourish our own independence. Kamala Harris guaranteed the peaceful transfer of power here in America today with the well-worn traditional and transitional footpath, a phone call, a congratulations, and a brief concession speech. Her speech went in part.
And I'll close with this. There's an adage an historian once called a law of history. True of every society across the ages. The adage is, only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. I know many people feel like we are entering a dark time, but for the benefit of us all, I hope that is not the case. But here's the thing, America, if it is, let us fill the sky with the light of a brilliant, brilliant billion of stars. The light of optimism, of faith, of truth, and service. H U. And may that work guide us, even in the face of setbacks, toward the extraordinary promise of the United States of America.
I am brokenhearted that I was not here to cover this whole election for you guys, you know, the way that I was in 2020, but law school, let me tell you, if that isn't keeping me entirely busy, wrangling my toddler certainly does. So I have a lot of different irons in the fire. Obviously, I'm also still working for Oklahoma Appleseed, doing some social media work for them. And so all of my time is fully accounted for. In fact, I'm in time debt towards everyone and everything constantly. So, if that paints a picture for you guys, I'm hoping next year feels easier and lighter just because I'm into the rhythm of studying and law school and working and wrangling. And I'm hoping age three is a little bit easier than age two. We'll see how that goes. But I'm hoping to be back to, you know, something, maybe a new pace for the podcast, maybe a weekly show, something of that nature for you guys. But until then, you know, I will just pop into your feed from time to time with some exciting news, or if you guys make any special requests that I want to weigh in on, always send a special request to my DMs on Instagram, message me on Facebook. As always, all of my communication information is in our show notes. And as always, I love you guys. I'm here for you, and I'm sitting alongside you always. With love, Annie. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you use to listen. A rate and review on that platform or a shout out on social media would mean the world to us and help us to be able to keep creating the news du jour and reach more people who need a calmer space to consume the news. But the best way to support all of our work is to become a patron at www.patreon.com/sugarfreemedia, and that is also linked in our show notes. You can follow us on social media at newsdujour.podcast on both Instagram and TikTok. You can follow my personal account at It's Annie Bowles on both platforms as well. Any little noises you may hear in the background are my rescue pup. He has a little separation anxiety and always records with me. We appreciate you listening and look forward to telling you about the news again next time on News du Jour.
Broadcasting from Oklahoma.